time we get a chance to get Delver, we usually send through direct mail.
Jeremiah Street Services, this is Clyde.
Hey Clyde, sorry, it looks okay. Like we got disconnected.
Yeah, I was like, hi, are you there? So I'm not sure how far we got there.
So you were telling me you would like about $4,000 to $5,000 for everything a month.
Yeah, that'd be ideal. I think I need to do an estimate on what that's something I'm supposed to be doing right now, figuring out how much we pay a month. That's why I was looking for the spreadsheet. So I don't know. Oh, this is the one. But, you know, we've got a couple cars that are 0%, and that's great. And then, you know, and we've been throwing all the money at the higher APRs. But, you know, that's what it's coming down to, essentially, is that we're looking to we're either going to family loan it or we're going to go with the business. And we'd rather go with the business than do that. Okay. So
are you familiar with working capital at all?
I've heard of it, yeah, but I'm not sure with Bank of Card if I've not heard of you guys before.
Okay, so our working capital is based off of, you know, whereas credit cards and lines of credit are based off of credit, our working capital is based off of your sales. So what were your gross annual sales last year?
I would have to pull the P&L for that. I know that. So basically, I'll give you a little background so this makes more sense. As a tree service, obviously, we have a high-risk crew going on. So this is something I've never seen in a business, honestly. There were incidents that happened about 5 years ago that raised our workers' comp ex-mod to basically where we were double paying every single dollar that we paid any of our crew. So that happened for 5 years until April. So that's why this debt has accrued. And now we are to a point, and that's why I'm like, the numbers from last year aren't really realistic, because when you're paying double payroll, it's a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
Is what I've heard. But as of April 1st, that went away, and we're back down to a normal ex-mod for a tree service. So that's, now we're paying 33 on 100 instead of 86 on 100. So that changes things quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I also didn't work here then, so that also saved us a lot of money. So it's, I mean, we're definitely like making $1 million a year. So this is it's not that. It's just the other things that were going on. I'm pulling the QuickBooks up right now.
Yeah, we're looking at your, you know, we would be looking at your gross annual sales. So whatever you guys made in sales, not so much as what you net.
Okay. Oh gosh, that would be interesting to see then. Hang on, got all these old numbers in here.
And you said you're a seasonal business, correct?
We are, and that's the other thing that's a little variable is, you know, we're in Tahoe, so you never know what's going to happen. We had an actual winter this year, so that was interesting, which means we didn't work. Last year, there was not that, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked from, you know, January, February on, which is amazing. Typically, we've got about 9 months a year. So let's see. Hang on. It's broken into. So I'm looking at last year, January 1st of 2015 to the end of 2015. Our total income was only $500,000 last year. So it was $450 or $450,000 last year is our income brought in. Wow, interesting. This is a report I have not run before.
And how about this year, what is that looking like?
So our grosses. This year, let's do 6, 2, 3, 8, 0, 5.
At least you sound organized over there.
Hey, I'm trying. It's Friday and I'm going, what? You want me to do what day? Just refinance everything? Okay, let's do it. This year so far, we are total income $180,000.
Okay.
But we've only been working since, you know, the end of May, because it snowed until then. So this is, the busy season basically goes until, about Thanksgiving is typically, so we've got, and we do have some really big, you know, we've got loggers, jobs with the forestry industry, you know, coming up, and things that are going to take that a lot higher. I'm wondering why. Oh, because we've got consulting income. That's why. Sorry, I'm looking at this report like, what the heck? What? See, you're making me learn things that I don't want to learn right now. Even I'm like, so that explains, 880,000. Good to know. Okay, so we're at 180 right now, and we have barely began. Like, we just began our busy like nuclear season like last week. So, because everything's on, you know, everything's dying and on fire. Thank you, drought. But hey, it's helping our business. But I'm like, golly, the forest is dead. So, so you work basically off of that, and that's how you assess how much you're able to offer?
Yes, but with seasonal businesses, because we kind of understand, normally what we do is we would ask for the last 6 months of bank statements, but because seasonal businesses kind of run a little bit differently, we'll probably be asking for about 12 months. So we can kind of get a, you know, a really broad picture of what's going on there, because I don't think 6 months is going to do it, especially with seasonal businesses.
Yeah.
But it's well, I'm just going to ask for the first page only, because I'm going to be looking at the ending balances of the business. What do the ending balances look like? You know, are they negative? Are they positive?
Hang on, I'm actually running the report now to see what the last 12 looks like. Wait, come on, populate. So in the last year, what it's showing me is 12 months, we're looking at total income of about
$364,000. $364,000, okay. And are you the owner, or is, you said Jeremiah, right?
Jeremiah is the owner. He also took in one of our climbers is now a 20% owner, so they are both technically owners, but the decision will be by Jeremiah.
Okay, so Jeremiah's 80%?
Yeah, yeah. And so
who was the other one?
His name is Justin, and he's at 20%.
20%, okay.
Currently, yeah.
Okay, and do you happen to know what their credit looks like?
Jeremiah's is awesome. Justin's is, quote, being worked on. And that's what I always go, what is that even? What? He just turned 30, so we cut him a little bit of slack, but, you know, I'm like, I don't know. But Jeremiah, I mean, we have no, I mean, like, the reason I was looking for that spreadsheet is because we just got all of our credit cards increased, so their balance availability. And, of course, we're like, we don't really want to use that, but I need to update it. Yeah, Jeremiah's been in business for 31 years and successfully in Tahoe, and that's a pretty hard thing to pull off.
I can imagine.
Yeah, he's tough as nails, man. I'm telling you, he's my hero. He's a legend here. And that's why I'm sitting here. I'm going to make him retire. He needs to retire. He wants to go pursue his art, and man, if I'm not going to make that happen. So I moved here to save this business, and it's already been saved, but now I'm going, what else can we do?
Yeah, definitely. He's been in business for, he said 31 years?
31 years, yep.
With the Jeremiah's Tree Service, has it always been that?
It is. We were Jeremiah's Tree Service as a sole prop until last June when we became incorporated, when Justin was 20% owner.
Okay. So sole prop until June.
Mm-hmm. And so now we're Jeremiah's Tree Service Incorporated.
Now incorporated. Okay. And have you guys looked into any other financing for this, or is this kind of your first step? And I know you said you might be looking at, you know, family loans if you don't get this one.
Yeah, well, that could happen. But I don't want to see that happen, quite frankly. And I know that, because I know it's not in his best interest.
Yeah,
in his happiness interest. Let's all be honest. You don't want to borrow money from family.
No, that's nobody does.
Yeah, that's why he hasn't done it already. Hell, he would have done it 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that the only other thing I'm looking at is he is a veteran, so I got him set up on USAA. So that's my bank as well, and they're amazing. And I am going to follow up with them and see if they can do some sort of business loan to cover all of this to see if it's, you know, a competitive APR, then whatever they can do.
Yeah, definitely.
I want him to not have to think every minute and look at my financial calendar I created and go, do I need to pay something? Does this need to happen? And I'm like, I got all of it. We're fine. But in reality, I don't want him to have to think about that, because he's our sales guy. So I'm like, you know, focus on sales. I've got the numbers going. But if we could take that stress off of his plate, I think that I think he'd be a lot more, you know, successful. So
okay,
that's
okay.
What I'm looking for.
Okay, and how long have you guys? When do you need this by? Is it right away or?
No, that was just an idea that I came up with, and I saw your email and was like, hey, there's somebody I can follow up with. Let's just see what I can do for us. And I ran it by
right
my
time.
Friend, and he was stoked. He was like, yeah, you saw that email? I'm like, yep. And I don't know, I thought he had contacted you. I'm like, did you contact him? And he's like, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, well, I will find out.
Yeah, okay, definitely. So it was kind of just a spur of the moment thing. Have you been considering the loan, you know, for a while, or is it just?
Yeah, I have definitely been, as soon as I set the USAA up about 3 weeks ago, and as like I said, we just went crazy busy, you know, just huge crane job insanity over here, and so since then, I have not been able to do that, because I'm just trying to, you know, support production at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely something that I think it would really help. I think it would help us to, you know, enable us to not worry about that as much as we are, and then also to be able to hopefully get some cash bonuses for Christmas is what we're looking for. I mean, not from you guys, but from if we take care of the if we don't worry about the debt, cash bonuses would be awesome if you want to send them. but we can bonus ourselves if we, you know, take care of the debt. And the debt by next year, like I said, I know it'll be gone. Mm-hmm. But there's no reason why we should be worrying about this right now. We're worried about safety and climbing trees and trying to keep stuff from catching on fire. So really, you have to go, this is the only business I've ever been in where I was like, well, you know, our work is actually more important than numbers. So so I want them to be able to focus on that. And I know that if I make this happen, that will be, you know, just amazing for them in terms of stress. So that's my goal.
Okay, and just to recap, you have the $39,000 unsecured, that's a credit card, correct?
Yes, that is that's a ballpark. These numbers are from March,
yeah.
So they're actually probably less because we haven't been using the cards. We've just been paying them off. But and I need to figure out, hang on, let me try to pull that up. I need to see what else besides these, because I don't have the... No, I do have the cash flow manager on here. Okay, so that's with that. Oh, so that these are... That number I gave you originally was actually the credit cards and the cash flow manager,
mm-hmm.
which I have at $30,000, and I know it's at, like, $23,000 now, so that's not real. The other thing I need to think about are the... Hang on, I'm pulling up my financial calendar.
The two vehicles...
So we bought a vehicle, and it's about, it's costing, we're on a pay structure for the seasonality of our business, which is awesome. So right now we're paying about $1,000 a month on one truck. Our chipper truck, we pay like $460, but it's almost paid off. So that would be instant paid off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we owe very much. And then the Brush Bandit is $662. So, yeah, actually, you know, in reality, our overall payment per month isn't as high as I would probably have guessed it,
mm-hmm.
which makes me really happy. Like, I like when I overestimate things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a little math here real quick to trying to take out all the bills that are actual bills. So this one's $581 a month. That's ridiculous. Okay. And 50... 900. Okay, that's the next month. So okay. It's not too bad. 405.
Yeah, I'll shoot that over there. It's just going to have
to. Yeah, and that's interesting. Yeah, we're paying about $5,000 a month.
Okay.
With trucks and credit cards.
Okay, yeah, I'm just trying to get an estimate so we don't give you like some crazy number and you're like, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm like, trying to make it as realistic as possible for you. And then, okay, so you guys, how do you run this? I mean, how are you guys making money, or how are you making this work for you? Like, essentially, I guess, is what I'm asking, like, is there a crazy APR? Is it?
So working capital isn't annualized, so it's not really set on an APR. What we'll do is you will have, like, a set payback amount. So once we get everything in, we can kind of get you those numbers. The terms for working capital are anywhere between 3 months and 3 years, but for a first-time customer, they generally fall around 24 months.
Okay.
And rate-wise, they're usually about 10 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
But like I said, it'll be a set amount. So what we'll do is we'll qualify you for, you know, the largest amount possible that we can and the longest term possible, and then just work backwards with you from there and let you choose, you know, how much you want to take, how long, et cetera.
Excellent. All right. Sounds good. So from me, you want a 12-month history?
Yes. I think we're going to be asking for the 12 months, but like I said, it's just going to be the first page only. And then there's going to be a couple of other things, but I can send you an email with the list of things so you don't have to, you know, try to memorize it all right now. Do you guys take credit cards for any payments?
We do, and we pay on a Card Connect account fee as well.
Okay, so we'll probably ask for some merchant statements as well, just so we can get the general idea of the cash flow of the whole business. And then it's going to be the application, which is one page. It's really quick. And the and your tax return.
Okay.
So like I said, I can send that email to you and we can, you know, it'll have a list of everything with the application attached so you don't have to.
And so when we run this, will it hit on Jeremiah's credit, you know, that we
do run the credit for? But we do a soft pull, so we only run it with one credit bureau, not all three.
Okay, so it's not as bad.
No, not at all. And the loan itself, should you guys take it, it goes on the business credit, not anybody's personal credit.
Oh, excellent. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, okay. So that's not something he has to worry about either.
Well, that would be fantastic. Okay, well, great. It's good talking to you. If you could send me an email, I'll give you that with everything that you need from me, and then we can see what you can do for us and go from there.
Okay, sounds good. What's a good email to send to you?
It's Clyde, Clyde, at jeremiahstreeservice.com.
And Jeremiah is Jeremiah.
Yes, good job. You spelled it right. You're the winner today. I don't understand people who spell it wrong, but they do it quite a bit.
Okay, so Clyde at jeremiahstreeservice.com.
Perfect, yep.
Okay, and when do you think you'd be able to get this stuff to me?
Probably by Tuesday.
By Tuesday? Okay, so should I follow up with you maybe Tuesday or Wednesday if I don't hear anything back?
Yeah, I'll definitely be working on this. I'll make Mondays I do, it's kind of like the financial day, so I'll probably focus on that on Monday. So I'm hoping by Monday, but if not, by Tuesday.
Okay, so I'll follow up with you Wednesday morning if I don't hear anything back from you. And... yeah, so I'll go ahead and send over that email with everything, and I will talk to you Wednesday.
All right. Great talking with you today, Nicole. I really look forward to this.
You too. Thanks, Clyde. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.